like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, on this Friday, 3rd of September, 2010. No, this is live and it's not Memorex. My demise was prematurely reported. I would like to thank the people that sat in for me. Of course, Ron McDonald on Monday, Robbie and Bob Chapman on Tuesday, Joyce Solo yesterday, or Wednesday rather, Joyce Rosenwald, and George Mazzaros yesterday. I could only listen to about 20 minutes of the show, and I was embarrassed. I don't like people heaping praise on me. It's never set really well with me. But George, I appreciate your sentiments and you filling in for me yesterday. At any rate, sitting back and looking at things when I wasn't, I think I was live last Friday. Wasn't on Thursday, and then live Friday, did an interview with Jeff Gates. And the second go-around with this, I've never seen anything like this. And I'm pretty self-conscious about healthy stuff. You know, staying away from stuff you're not supposed to eat, keeping your immune system boosted, you know, all the ordinary precautionary measures that most people would take, I do. But that doesn't mean anything in the face of this god-awful, I don't know what it is. In the last 6 weeks, I've had this twice. It's knocked me down for 2 weeks. And I still don't know what the heck it is. How people can get sick in triple-digit, record-breaking temperatures here in Texas in the summertime is beyond me. I don't even know what it is. Is it a flu? Is it a respiratory illness? Is it a cold? It's next-to-death experience, I would classify it. Bizarre stuff. Unexplicable. At least I'm not a doctor and I can't tell you what it is. Certainly didn't run to the doctor this time for antibiotics. and I just got out my spray bottle, my atomizer for colloidal silver. And about every 20 minutes to a half hour, a few shots in the old lungs. And I felt it creeping in like it did the last time. Man, and it damn near killed me. But not this time. Not this time. Got out the old colloidal silver atomizer and it went bye-bye, at least for now. At any rate, on today's program, I want to get into old Hillary Clinton. Oh, gosh. As Secretary of State, this should make people really nervous. Secretary of State of the corporation known as the United States, doing business for the country globally. It should scare anybody. Well, she's back in it with her small arms treaty. I'm going to go over that and some background on this deal. There have been people working on gun control issues behind the scenes with law enforcement, with government, with non-governmental organizations, they like to call them, with the United Nations. Get into the issue of Obama here blocking the sale of 850,000 M1s into the country. North Carolina governor suspends gun rights because a little weak hurricane is blowing through the Atlantic. I wonder what that's going to do to the dove hunting season that opens this Saturday in North Carolina. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, chaos is a situation that never needs go to waste. Ask Hillary Clinton. During the media frenzy on the Gulf oil spill, that they like to call it, what was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton doing? She was signing a small arms treaty with the United Nations. Congressman Paul Brown recently stated, he's a Republican out of Georgia, by the way, that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has announced that the Obama administration would be working hand in glove with the United Nations to pass a new small arms treaty. Now, gun owners, are you aware that this small arms treaty will establish an international gun registry, setting the stage for full-scale gun confiscation? Yes, it will eventually outlaw and forbid possession of privately owned handguns belonging to citizens of the United States. Now, when American gun owners are forced to defend themselves against the challenges and plans being made to prohibit them from owning any personal firearms, their first defense will be that they are protected by the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and that the Bill of Rights is not subject to repeal, revocation, or a rescinding process. This is correct, however, that defense will not be sufficient to save their guns. And a history here, going back to how the government, how Uncle Sammy, worked with the states and the governors, you know, to just address safety concerns. During 1974 and 1975, the federal government created a group called LEA, or the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration. And it was LEA's mission to comb through every state, revise their state standards and goals, and covertly make sure the feds would be able to ban all handguns when they were ready to do so. Now, every state provided a Citizens Advisory Committee, or a CAC, which approved changes to be made in their state's operational procedures. You know, they find it fascinating they call it operational procedures when they're actually in there changing law. These Citizens Advisory Committees were claimed to represent the voice of the people within each respective state. The final CAC work was sent around to the subdivisions within each state for their approval and adoption. The governor also had possession of the final work, and his copy was known as the governor's master set. Now, when the work was finished, under constant guidance of LEA, the committees were disbanded and the members returned to their home areas. All done. Job, we completed, we go home. Except for one thing. There was inserted a page into this that the CAC never did. So they're packing up and they're going home. All of a sudden, after their what they think their job is done, voila, we get an extra page in this report. Now, when the CAC committees were gone, a new page was inserted. It was sneaked in and added to the back of the CAC report. It was numbered as the 340th page. Other than the information on the bordered box at the upper left-hand side of the following page entitled Handguns in American Society, I have an exact copy of these new pages that was added to the CAC report. Hence, the 340th page claimed that the same citizen approval and authority equaled that to the legally authorized work pages done by the now duly departed CAC. The fact is, none of the citizen advisory committees undertook the gun subject as a study at all. Yet the 340th page followed through on the coattails of their voluminous work and found in the governor's master set just if the voice of the people had approved the prohibition of all privately owned handguns on any given date. Now, before I go on, I'm going to read to you. It's fairly short, but rather astounding. And much of this stuff has already been adopted. The recommendations under the heading of Handguns in American Society, Enforcement of Current Laws, the Commission recommends that existing federal, state, and local laws relating to handguns be strenuously enforced. It further recommended that the states undertake publicity campaigns to educate the public fully about laws regulating the private possession of handguns. Penalties for crimes committed with handguns. And we saw this first crop up in major cities where crime rates are usually higher. The commission urged the enactment of state legislation providing for an extended prison term with a maximum term of 25 years for committing a felony while in possession of a handgun. Stop and frisk searches. And you saw this come in the 80s and the 90s when you got pulled over and your local corporate Keystone cop was doing an interview telling you that you had a burned out taillight and let me check your papers. Oh, by the way, do you have any contraband in your car? Do you have any guns? Do you have any drugs? It's happened to me several times. Scared the hell out of one DPS. A female patrol lady. She asked me, she said, do you have any guns in the car? I just looked at her very coolly and said, if I do, you'll be the first to know. I'm telling you, this woman's hands started to shake. I don't know what the hell was on her NCIC. Probably get away from this guy. I don't know. But she was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I'd never seen a cop with hands shaking that badly. At any rate, prohibiting the manufacture of handguns. Now, what did we see just last year? States went, you know what, we're tired of the BATFE, the bat faggots, as they're lovingly called by all those who adore and appreciate them. They wanted to force on the states the existing federal laws and the more draconian stuff to come, and the states said, you know, we've had enough of this. You know what, we're going to do this. Since you don't have any right under any commerce clauses of any laws passed, anything to regulate within the state, and that's intrastate, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make our own firearms. We'll make our own ammunition. We'll make our own laws regarding that, and you guys can buzz off. Well, and keep in mind, this is page 304, or 340, rather, of this CAC report, unbeknownst to the wonderful people who did all this bureaucratic work, this was slipped in. Prohibiting the manufacture of handguns. The commission urges the enactment of state legislation prohibiting the manufacture of handguns, their parts and ammunition within the state, excuse me, except for sale to law enforcement agencies or for military use. So they recognize that the Fed didn't have the ability to really enforce federal gun laws within the state. Why else do you think they were out there trying to get the states to say, you know, hey, you need to prohibit the manufacture, sale, and possession of firearms and ammunition made in that state? And then last year, of course, we saw states like Montana and other states go, you know what, we're going to solve this problem. It's called states' rights. And Mr. Fed, back off. And on the issue of prohibiting this handguns in American society, prohibiting the sale of handguns, the commission urges the enactment of state legislation prohibiting the sale of handguns, their parts and ammunition, to other than law enforcement agencies. Say one is for manufacture, the other is for sale. Establishing a state gun control agency. And again, going back to intrastate versus interstate. The commission urges the enactment of state legislation establishing and funding a state agency authorized to purchase all voluntarily surrendered handguns and further authorized to register and modify handguns to be retained by private citizens as curios, museum pieces, or collector's items. Prohibiting the private possession of handguns, the commission further urges the enactment of the state legislation not later than January 1st of 1983, prohibiting the private possession of handguns after that date. So the gun grabbers were in there, you know, way before the Sarah Brady Inc. people. These non-governmental organizations, of course, getting their funding from state and federal sources, do all of this wonderful bureaucratic work, and to what end? Well, they don't like the fact that handguns pose a great safety concern for Americans, so therefore we're going to do this extra constitutionally, outside of the Constitution. See, these people don't care about law or about tradition or how the way things used to be done. This is the New Deal. Now, understandably, the first deadline date for 1983 had to be altered due to the watchful eye of citizens and the people that were protesting and gun organizations, of course, and the need of the federal government to wait for the most appropriate time to put page 340 into effect. Now, keep in mind that page 340 constitutes the permission of all the people to take away all of their handguns, and this threat is still viable. Up until 1975, the anti-gunners had never figured out a way in which to get the permission of the people to justify the prohibition of all handguns. However, they think they have established permission ever since they engaged in deception by slipping that page 340 into the approved Citizenry Advisory Committee work. Take the break. I'm going to do a lot of coughing. I'm going to try to make it through these 2 hours, folks. We'll open up the phone lines as well and give my voice box a rest. 800-313 94.43. We'll be back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Back. But by the way, if this guy in Canada, locked up in Montreal, Nuthouse up there, is listening to the program today, do me a favor, stop calling the network. You made 3 calls to this network in 2 days, 3 days in, actually 3 calls 2 days in August. They just billed us for $350 frickin'. Stop calling me. I don't have the money to pay a regular phone bill, let alone to listen to your ramblings from the loony bin up there in Canada. Hate to be that harsh, but hey, man, get a credit card if you're going to call people and do it on their nickel. And the problem is there's a big scam going on. All these prisons and these institutions use all these private little companies out there that do this extraordinarily and over-the-top billing. Like this one was like $2.58 a minute. $350. At any rate, Carl, stop it. Okay? Write a letter, dude. At any rate, back to this prohibition. Now, deception was the only way they could conjure up an idea in order to violate, and you know, they don't know what unalienable or unalienable rights are. and to justify their upcoming prohibition orders. Now, they may also claim, for the record, that since the people once authorized arms and ratified the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights, the people can also alter and reverse it. Now, this action took place in the name of the people and supposedly carried the will of all the people. However, they will not tell that the page 340 that they slipped in was never studied by any citizen advisory committee. That fact was checked out. One of the CAC members who never missed a meeting of the general committee or the subcommittees stated that they never studied the gun issue. Now, it's important for gun owners who are now facing the threat coming from the Small Arms Treaty to be made aware of what they're up against. Now, they must create and demand for the anti-gun federal government to explain how the federal government could ever believe that they have the law on their side, especially against an unalienable right. Now, gun owners should ask them to explain how they could take power or authority over unalienable rights in the Bill of Rights. Now, this investigation should be done before the federal government decides to bring in the foreign troops to help the enactment of the Small Arms Treaty. And, folks, let me tell you something. That is going to happen. You will see United Nations troops on our soil. You will see them. Oh, you guys are a bunch of conspiracy nuts. Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep saying that. Keep putting your head in the sand. This wonderful global body, the United Nations, is the work of the globalists. That is their command and control center. Jerry Brown was the governor of California at the time this scandalous activity took place. After obtaining a copy of the master set back in 1975, and finding page 340 as a part of it, some people tried to stop the governor from accepting the work of the master set, but Brown refused to allow anyone to speak with him on that subject. He accepted the false page in the master set. It wasn't ever removed. California was a pilot state for the nation. Jerry Brown is currently running again in the 2010 races for the governor's chair in California, which sends up red flag warnings as Obama brazenly pushes for the enactment of the Small Arms Treaty. Now, a few people knew what had happened in 1975, but the damage lives on. Not even the Citizens Advisory Committee members who worked in the study knew the damage was being done in their name because it was added after, as I said, they left. Few people had access to the governor's master set. As it stands today, the anti-gun public officials feel certain that their false page 340 will be recognized in history as the will of the people, an authentic action they desired. How sad this is, and how bad. Now, one of the former directors of LEIA, Professor Dean Morris, once said, "I am one who believes that the first step the U.S. should move expeditiously to disarm the civilian population, other than police and security officers, of all handguns, pistols, and revolvers. No one should have the right to anonymous ownership or use of a gun. That is not a right that we can safely allow anymore. I think the truth is that we will ultimately have a police force not equipped with guns." I could make a comment here, but I'm just going to let that one go. I was just going to say that at that point in time, I'd be rooting for the criminals that didn't. Well, the reason why they were criminals, they had guns. And we'd have the new Bobbies out on the streets. "Hey, you have any guns or drugs in your car?" "I don't see that you're armed, officer." "And all you got is a radio in your hand. See ya." At any rate, we'll take the break. 800-313-9443, open phone Friday. Any subject matter I'm discussing or something you want to talk about, I'll get to it. Let me finish up a couple more paragraphs of this, and I'll go to the phones. 800-313-9443, and thank God for these breaks and hot coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, I find it rather fascinating that the government runs out and gets this Professor Dean Morris. You know, some of his other statements, he said there can be no right of privacy in regards to armaments. We seek a disarmed populace. Now, many armed citizens think the court case, the District of Columbia versus Heller, and a 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court has gained them some ground. While it's true that the Second Amendment was entered into the Bill of Rights to protect and prevent the government from repealing, rescinding, revoking, or infringing on the people's rights to arms, it was the court's decision, was it really there to help the people? It appears that the Supreme Court may have simply cleared the way for a quick and complete strike of all handguns whenever the Small Arms Treaty gets signed by Barack Obama. And I'll tell you what, it would be a cold day in Hades before somebody were to convince me that the Supreme Court did not know of Hillary Clinton's goings-on with the United Nations. It's a pretty closed-knit group in the District of Criminals. Now, for many years, the anti-gun officials, in an effort to deter the people's pro-gun argument, muddled up the water, trying to convince the people that the Second Amendment only meant that the state had a right to the militia. Many false statements were once bandied about, mostly claiming that the Second Amendment applies to the state and the state's right to form and command a militia. These statements, there are others that said that that Heller case should have been argued on state militia, and I disagree with that. simply because if you have a state militia that's under the state aegis, and there's another control mechanism, okay? You know, you think these people honestly think of a standing militia as being something necessary for the perpetuation of a free state? Not the people that we have in office, that's for sure. Now, the District of Columbia versus Heller case did not stop false arguments. It states that the Second Amendment does apply to the people, but was the reason the Supreme Court ruled as they did to blot out the government's previous untruthful statements and to clear the way for the government to be able to quickly enforce provisions of a small arms treaty? The Heller decision may also have been approved in order to clear the way for application of page 340 more soundly. Now, any gun officials will now need it as a small arms treaty. It gets signed, so the requirements in the treaty will have direct application to the firearms of the people. And also, depending on another of their false arguments stating that treaties supersede the Constitution, as enabling laws get passed by Congress applying this treaty's dominance over the American Bill of Rights, possibly many anti-gun lying governmental officials who previously made false statements declaring that the Second Amendment only covered the state's rights to have a militia are now hoping their earlier false statements will become forgotten and will not haunt them. Now, treaties do not supersede the United States Constitution or your rights, folks. Only the gifted and vaunted and crooked ones that claim to be our representatives have the dominion on that department. They claim an exercise of the constitutional right cannot be converted into a crime, Miller versus U.S., where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Now, that was the Miranda decision, Miranda versus Arizona. Remember that one? How long soever it hath continued it, if it be against reason, if it is of no force in law. Sir Edward Coke. To say that the American people have been embezzled is not a misstatement. The hidden page 340 has to be dealt with while there's still time. The best move the people can make to put an end to this constant harassment is to force the United States to terminate its membership in the United Nations. Well, yeah. And Hillary has moved on from village idiot to global idiot. How did we check her? She just went into remission for a while, and then there was another Clinton back, you might say, in the White House. The United Nations Charter was falsely ratified as a treaty because the United Nations was not a sovereign country, and its charter could not qualify as a treaty. It has no right to impose its authority over American citizens. And the argument will be, well, you've had ambassadors to the United Nations. You've been aware of these meetings, and you went along with it. Really? I didn't. Well, gun owners might do well if they ask their congressmen if they will support legislation to rescind Public Law 87-297. And that, ladies and gentlemen, has been the working thesis since the early 60s, for the general and complete disarmament in a peaceful world. Remember that document well. You will be seeing it again and again and again. Let me take a call here. Did you refresh my screen? Or what? I need refreshing. I just refreshed and there's nobody there. Was that your point? Oh, fine. So if you don't think the Obama administration thinks that the United Nations is a viable constitution-busting outfit, well, you better think again. And what did Obama just do? Well, he's courting and eliciting the UN involvement in Arizona. Over what? Oh, that's right. Their stand against illegals. J.D. Cody says, in an unprecedented act of unconstitutional abridgment over and overreaching presidential powers, Barack Hussein Obama, lovingly referred to the people around here as being Barry Sartorial, is poised to call the United Nations Human Rights Council vultures down on the state of Arizona. He apparently is not satisfied with his last 11th Amendment, the commanding of Attorney General Eric Holder to unconstitutionally sue Arizona for enacting a state law to correct federal inaction on Arizona's constitutional request for assistance. Now, if that wasn't enough, the 11th Amendment stumbling, he's bringing the UN into it. Now, keep in mind that in Arizona, there are vast stretches of Arizona that are now under the loving and guiding protection of drug gangs, illegals in this country. You don't think so? Go travel, I think it's Route 8, south of Arizona, and go see the wonderful little signs the Bureau of Land Management put up that warning citizens they may be in danger because of what? Illegals, and they may be armed, and they may shoot you. We got drug mules out there running around. Hell, they got spotters in the mountains using high-tech equipment, night vision, and you name it, equal to or better than what law enforcement in Arizona has. These people are dead serious about their illegal and illicit people and drug traffic. You know, but what does Obama do? Let's bring in the United Nations. You're violating human rights. Well, what president of what country do you think you're president of, you bimbo? Guatemala? Mexico? Some third world backwater country? It's the United States of America. God. See, we got any illegals sitting in the Oval Office protecting illegals. In his report to the United Nations Human Rights Council on Human Rights in the U.S., aside from calling for U.N. involvement in Arizona, he leaps right into America bashing. He points out that he considers flaws in the U.S. Constitution, then toots his own horn as the president who promoted and passed universal health care legislation and ended torture at Guantanamo, as if torture there was the American people's idea, sounding more like a constitutional destroyer than a constitutional scholar. He points out what he calls our human rights inadequacies, discrimination and oppression of ethnic minorities and women, the handicapped and the homosexuals. Right now, the fags are looking pretty good to me, rather than a bunch of illegals running around the country. And of course, this is all designed for you to get really dismayed and start to accept and tolerate what the government deems as being handicapped or homosexual. He's making himself look like the American people's deliverer, our messiah. It reads like he's stumping for election, perhaps of Secretary General of the United Nations itself. Now, in this report, the federal government will turn over to the UN control of all action regarding Arizona border policy. Are you people paying attention? No longer in the purview of the United States government, since they botched it so badly and Arizona wants to fix it. Well, it's not our responsibility anymore. Uncle Fed Sammy's going to turn it over to the United Nations. Brewer, by the way. Governor Brewer. I guess she had a debate against whoever's running against her, and I don't think it really matters, some damn Democrat in Arizona. She came off looking like a total buffoon. And she announced it'll be my last public debate before election time in November. Yeah, if you're looking like an idiot, just keep your mouth shut. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer demanded that the new immigration law, SB 1070, be removed from the Human Rights Report of the United Nations, which also contains the unconstitutional federal court challenge to Arizona law, listing it as one of the federal methods used to protect human rights. Brewer, in a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, stated that the inclusion of the Arizona law as a human rights violation was not only wrong, but was downright offensive. She went on to say the idea of our own American government submitting the duly enacted laws of the state of the United States to review by the United Nations is internationalism run amok and unconstitutional. Well, there's no such thing. I saw the ABC thing done on Alex Jones. The reporter said, I don't see any evidence of world government. It's because you work for ABC, you dimwit. And you can talk gloriously about the melding of transnational corporations and interoperability and cooperation between governments and all these wonderful things. And you can sit there day in and day out and report on some of the periphery items, but never strike at the core of what's really behind us, and that is world government. He doesn't see it. Then the question remains, why is ABC paying this guy all this money? He's got his head buried someplace, and, well, he can't see. That's what I want. I want to pay reporters out there to gather information that's non-existent or report on stuff that they don't really believe in, or they've not done their due diligence. In other words, truthful and honest reporters. They don't have jobs in the American media anymore. Has anybody paid attention to that? These butt-kissing, go-along, get-along clowns are more worried about their job and posing as writers and editorialists. They don't care. You know, it's hard economic times. Everybody's got to eat. I'm going to keep my job, but it's not as a reporter, it's just as a rubber stamper. Now, this unparalleled call for United Nations intervention to cover federal inaction on the border and spin it as a civil rights violation by Arizona is incorrigible. Here's the basis of the argument. Since we all live in this warm, fuzzy, not so New World Order, they don't have it all sewn up yet, but it's close. So rather than U.S. law or Arizona law, they passed it into law. This 1070, they passed it. The reason they did it, and it's almost exactly mirrored the Fed and the laws on immigrations and enforcement. Nothing really new here. But the detractors out there would make you believe that this, oh my God, this is just horrendous and these people in Arizona are nuts. Really? Why don't you tell the people there that have died at the hands of these criminals coming across the border, that have had their property stolen, loved ones murdered, their property stolen, damaged. Why don't you tell these people that they've got to be tolerant because we wouldn't want to violate some illegal thug coming into our country and committing a crime because, you know what? It violates their human rights. Well, that may be so if they were human. They're illegal aliens, criminals, thugs. But you're violating their rights. What rights does a criminal have in this country? Now, some would call this treasonous. Arizona has been fighting this illegal immigration problem for 3 decades. While the federal government has been doing everything it can to avoid the problem, to them there is no problem. There are those who will say the immigration situation is so vast that the only way the federal government can solve it is by calling on the United Nations. Well, this is pure, let's just call it unadulterated poppycock, and let's be kind. This internationalist tripe of the highest order. You know, for the president to insinuate civil rights abuses as his reasons, as a slap in the face of the people of Arizona and the people of this country. We have bent over backwards and been taxed to the hilt to accommodate and pay for over 30 million illegals, you know, our buddies and pals south of the border, who have already entered the country illegally, The president's language suggests that the beginnings of the sanctions that could escalate into actions similar to those on Iraq after the first Gulf War. Sanctions that took a first world nation back to third world status in less than two decades. This president, and I hasten to call him president, but I'm going to stick him in some pigeonhole here. This president's actions betray his true loyalties and begins the toppling of the first domino within the United States, Arizona. To quote Abraham Lincoln, yeah, DeStein there had it right. He said the nation can never be conquered from without. If it's ever to fall, it will be from within, and the traitors working within, and just sounding reasonable in this new global world.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, we're back. Let me go to the phones, and then I'm going to get into this Obama deal here. Guy in Arkansas. Hello, Guy.
Hey, Doug. Welcome back to work there, John.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm sure you missed it. Hey, listen.
I would much rather have a vacation where I'm not next to dying.
Yeah.
The only way I get any time off around here is I got to be next to death.
Oh, gee, sorry to hear that.
What's on your mind?
Well, what you were just reading there about Sotero's going to the United Nations thing, and a very astute lady on another show this morning called in and said, and she, like I said, very astute woman, brought up the parallel, the very, very close parallel that Clinton used to go into Serbia that Sotero is doing to us here with the Arizona thing. And if you want to review, or for anybody out there wants to review that 1999 or whenever it was when Clinton went into Bosnia and his reasons for going in through the United Nations and stuff, might want to refresh on that. Some good researchers out there might want to retake that up and look at it and see if there's some side-by-side parallels here to what the illegal president is trying to do to us.
You know what, guy? I don't know how much more crap this guy can pull until even the most timid in Washington, D.C. finally says, you know, we've had enough of this character.
Well, you know, it's like a psychopath will keep going until he's stopped, okay?
Well, yeah.
A serial murderer will keep going until he is stopped. So I think that's pretty close enough to what we got there.
I won't disagree with it. His politics are as foreign to this country and its documents as, you know, anything.
Well, he represents the United States Corporation, which is a foreign entity to us sovereigns. So, what more of an excuse do you need to be what you are?
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there for you today, Jen, and I'm glad to have you back tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Guy. Yeah, gosh, to revisit the whole Serbian thing again with Clinton going in. And that was another United Nations operation, as was Vietnam and as was Korea. A lot of people will not address it, and especially what really bothers me is military guys, ex-military. They don't even see it. You know, and the first go-around here with our Gulf War Part 1, you remember the Kuwait deal where there was a deal that was struck up between Saddam Hussein and the United States government, saying that, well, yeah, you've got a legitimate thing here. Yeah, the Kuwaitis are slant drilling into your oil field, so you can go after Kuwait, but you can only have half of it. That was the bait, and Kuwait took it. So started, go back down the history path here, started the whole damn thing over there. Well, Obama is not done. He, again, is violating laws, but that doesn't stop this character. You know, and anybody that suggests that a private individual try to stop Obama, well, you know what you are, you're a terrorist. But our people that were supposedly elected to be a representative and to follow the Constitution should be beating a path to the newly redesigned Oval Office. Thank you very much for spending more of our money, Barry. They should be dragging this critter out to the Rose Garden and dispatching him. Whatever that means. Second hour coming up. With reason.